The Baltimore Symphony Orchestra is presenting a family concert at the Meyerhof tomorrow morning, and this will be a program that deals with animals one way or another. Gershwin's Promenade, Walking the Dog, also the Butterfly Lover's Violin Concerto, Chen Gang's work, and Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals. It's such a pleasure to welcome to WBJC, for his first time in a classical music station, Wordsmith. Welcome, it's lovely to have you here.
Very, very honored and thankful to be here. Like you said, it's definitely my first time on classical radio, so thanks for having me.
Well, it will be lovely to talk to you about a classical music piece. Before we get there, I'd love you to tell me a bit about the work that you do in the Baltimore community, giving back musically.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely the type of music I do, no profanity in it at all. I try to do all my music in good taste, and I try to make my music have a purpose and have a message in it. So just to give an example, you know, I like to have fun. I like to party just like the next person. But again, do it in good taste. And all the music I write, I want you to get something out of it. I don't think music should be throwaway. You know, music should always have a meaning to it and a way to affect your soul or create emotions or take you back to memories of childhood or important times in your life. You can tie music to things like that. So when I'm creating, I try to make it relatable. I want to say to more blue collar people that work hard every day and have families. And so I try to drive my music in that direction.
What have been some of the organizations that you've paired with in Baltimore?
I've worked with Project Place, a homeless shelter. And one reason I chose them is not only they're a shelter, they help a lot of the homeless community get jobs again and get them back on their feet. And I always felt like that was such an important element. It's not just the shelter side, but hey, these are steps you need to take to get back into the working world and, you know, get back out there and do for yourself. And I feel that's important. I've also done Red Day in inner city, and I work with Keller Williams Realty for that. And when we do that, we go into inner city schools that, you know, just don't have the funding for field day or to fix up classrooms or auditoriums, and we go in there and we fix things and we provide field day for the kids, and I come in on my end and perform and bring my band in, and they just have a great day that they never forget. So,
well, let's have a look at Camille Saint-Saëns now. So here we have a romantic Frenchman writing this piece of music, and we have a Baltimorean who is, as you're indicating, really out there in rap and hip hop. Tell me about that crossover of these two people.
It was interesting in the beginning. They laid out the body of work for me and they said, it comes with narration. I was like, okay. And from there I said, okay, well maybe they want me to take, you know, Ogden Nash narration and just put some pizzazz to it or put some flavor to it and some hip hop style to it, which I was more than willing to do. But then they said, hey, would you be open to writing original, you know, hip hop narration? I would love to. I'm a songwriter at heart, so it gave me the opportunity to not just revise it and show respect to older narration, but bring it up to current times, I feel like, to where the youth would love it, understand it, laugh at it, think it's witty, clever. Those that love hip hop would love hip hop because of the syllable smashing, and just make it so all ages would love it in this day and time.
This is taking crossover to the next level. This is part of a family concert coming up tomorrow at the Meyerhof at 11 o'clock. More information is at bsomusic.org. It's been such a pleasure to speak to Wordsmith performing Carnival of the Animals with the Baltimore Symphony. Have a great time. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.